This morning, we have a couple of guests joining us in studio. We're going to talk a little bit about a project over at Botna Bend Park, a nice addition over there at the park in Hancock that folks are starting to take notice of here this year. The park ranger there, John Fenner, is in with us this morning, and Jeff Gress of Hancock in with us here this morning as well. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. John, since you're the park ranger there, I want to start with you. For a long time, the park has had buffalo, and it's been a neat attraction over there, but you got a special one now over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had bison and elk at the park since the 60s and when the park had started, but this is the first, as far as I know, first white buffalo that they've had down there, and it was a really nice gesture from Jeff's family to donate that the buffalo and getting a lot of visitors come and see it. It's just, she's really, really neat looking animal, and she's real young yet, so she'll be around quite a long time.
Yeah, well, even on the countryside somewhere, anytime someone catches a glimpse of bison around here, it gets your attention right away.
Yes.
And the folks in Hancock have always been used to having those around, and it's been a nice draw. Jeff, where'd the idea come from to get a white one to add to the collection over there?
Oh, my brothers, Mark and Bruce and I, we've been talking about getting something for memory of Mom and Dad. And last few years, I've been going to Macon, Missouri, and they've had the white buffalo. And I thought, well, it'd be something different and draw people to the park. And Mom and Dad always went to the park, camped and everything there. So we just went ahead and went down three weeks ago, John and I did, and got it.
Your mom and dad had a real love of that park?
Yes. Yep. They'd go down, drive through it every night. When they went camping, they would go down there quite a bit to camp.
Yeah. So was this a family decision then?
Yeah. My two brothers and I, we just decided we'd do it, buy it, and donate it to the park and have something different down there.
Yeah, well, you know, people will do things in memory of, you know, they'll maybe put a park bench out with a plaque on it or something, mm-hmm. and those kinds of things all are nice touches, but boy, does this one get your attention when you come in.
Yeah.
You don't put a plaque on a buffalo, but is there a notation there somewhere?
I suppose, you know, we should put something up sometime. We've got plenty of space there to put a sign up and just explain a little bit, you know, that the bison was donated and for who and everything. So yeah, Jeff had mentioned doing that, mm-hmm. you know, a while back, but all of a sudden it was just, let's go down and get one. And so he called me up and we went down. We weren't sure if we were bringing one back or not, but he ended up getting a high bid on it, and so we brought him back.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Jeff, is that something your folks really enjoyed, was the bison there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, they enjoyed the buffalo and the elk.
Mm-hmm. How many do you have over there, John?
Well, with the white one, we now have 10 bison. Okay. We just have one bull. We got a new bull a year ago. He's young yet, so he's hopefully we'll breed this year. But then the rest, we have a couple other young heifers, and then most of them are some of the old cows that we've had for a while.
Yeah, and so, for folks who don't know that much about bison, buffalo, that there's a reason you have just the one bull.
Yeah, they'll fight.
Yeah.
and you've probably seen on, you know, TV or whatever, you know, yeah, they'll fight, and they'll go at it pretty good, so.
Yeah, they're a little territorial. Yeah. They protect their females. Yeah. they like their space. This, the white one is a female.
Yeah, she'll be a year old in July.
And is it relatively rare? Is it safe to say it's kind of rare to see a white one?
Yeah, this isn't the true albino, mm-hmm. but what was it? He said 30 years ago, they started breeding with Charolais, and they got the white, and now it's 90-some% all buffalo, so...
Yeah, so it's pretty special to see something like that.
Yeah.
Odds are you're probably not going to see one running around in the wild.
No, I think the closest one that I know of is out at Ashland, Nebraska. They had one here a few years ago.
Yeah, I think they have two out at that Lee Simmons Safari Park out there. One of them looks more like a cow, though. It really looks like a cow, but... But yeah, you don't see him around too much.
No, not too much. Now, will you breed this female then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what are the odds of coming up with another white one? Is there, who knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's 50-50. Yeah.
Throw a coin in the air, see what happens, huh?
And what they say, it's usually about 3 years old before they start having calves. Okay,
so you got a little time yet.
Yeah.
Very good. How big a, for folks who haven't been to Botany Bend in a little while, how big a, an enclosure is that? How close do you actually get to the bison when folks get a chance to get over?
You know, it's small enough that if you get along the fence line, you can see them. I mean, it's not like they're, you need binoculars to see them. You know, even if they're on the far side of the pen or in the, out in the corner or something, you still see them pretty good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely worth, but, you know, a lot of times if you're up by the fence, they're just curious enough. They'll work their way over, and a lot of times they'll hang out in the middle. So definitely have a good chance of seeing them.
Yeah. Do folks have a chance to feed them then?
Yeah, we don't
encourage
feeding because there's stuff, some things that they shouldn't eat, and too much of, you know, the yummy stuff that they think's really good isn't good for them. And so, yeah, we try to encourage, you know, or discourage that.
They're not domesticated, but they're pretty much like our dogs and cats. They like what we like and what's not good for them. How much do they eat?
A lot. I mean, they graze, you know. Most of the time during the day, they'll be grazing or laying down. So, you know, if I had to put a number on it, I don't know if I really could put a number on it, but it's a lot. You know, they're just eating grass.
Yeah, they're just grazing. You're not feeding them anything special at all.
We get a little bit of a supplement in the morning, but it's just a very little bit. Otherwise, it's grass or hay.
Sure.
We feed.
How long do they live? What's the lifespan of a buffalo?
25 years.
And what's the oldest one you have?
Right now, we probably have one of the old cows, I think, is about 16 or 17. So I remember we got her in Valentine when I first started out there. I think she was maybe a year old.
Mm-hmm.
But the old bull that we had when I started there, when he died, he was 22.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they'll live.
So they have a good healthy, happy life.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, it's kind of nice that folks get a chance to come back. They kind of get to know some of these animals that come back year after year. And a nice addition this year with the white buffalo. That means a lot. Now, will your family, Jeff, will you guys make a lot of visits over there to check this out then?
Oh, yeah. I drive down every day and look. And, you know, I got a brother in Wyoming. He's planning on coming back and looking at it.
Sure. So. Is the park still a central focus for your family when you all get together?
Yeah. Yes, they've got a nice shelter house you can rent for family reunions and that down there, so we have a few of those.
Sure. Well, it's a nice upgrade this year for folks to enjoy with the new look out there with the white animal out there. Are there any other upgrades and things going on over there, Jeff or John? Because I know there's a lot of activity at Botany Bend. There are a lot of folks that enjoy it for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah, we've been working, just in the last year and two, we've been doing a lot of upgrades, enhancements to the park. We redid one of our campgrounds completely, and we put in some new water lines and hydrants, some new bathrooms. We put a disc golf course in, which has been a pretty good hit, too, people. And we didn't even advertise it, and people... Well, it's kind of like word of mouth with the white buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone tells somebody and people start showing up. So, and we did some seal coating on the roads. And but I've always got stuff in mind for improving things. So,
well, as much as we talk about all the electronic things in our lives that seem to, we take so much time with those, folks still want to get back outside, get back into nature again.
Yeah.
Definitely. And you got walking trails down there.
Mm-hmm. Walking trails and archery range, and that's been getting pretty good use.
Probably a lot more opportunities there than people even realize.
I think so, yeah. I think they just need to come down and check it out.
Yeah.
County, we have a lot of parks that we offer a lot of, you know, recreation, entertainment.
Yeah, and the cost to get in is?
Well, we have a $2 daily use fee, but you can buy a $10 annual,
yeah.
And it's good for all the parks.
It's one of the cheapest things you're going to do.
Yeah.
And especially if you're hauling around a family.
Yep.
Yeah. Great way to get out and enjoy a little bit. Well, that's cool. Well, that had to be kind of a surprise then when you got that phone call about the white buffalo. Sure. Yeah, we'll do it. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, Jeff, thanks so much for and to you and your family for helping out and making it just that much more enjoyable for folks to come out and see.
Yep. Thank you for having us.
You bet. And John, thanks so much for everything you do, and keep the park in good shape for everybody, because, boy, that season's right here, isn't
it? Yeah, it's right around the corner.
As soon as that weather gets just a tad bit nicer than it is here right now, but we're good. Well, very good. Well, thank you, fellas. Appreciate it.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.